Seemed like this week, I had a praise in my heart.
Yeah,
amen.
Yes.
I believe I was telling Brother Curtis this morning.
Okay.
He asked how I was doing.
Uh-huh.
Amen. I'm giving God the praise. I'm praising God.
Because
God is good.
Good.
Despite of all. And don't matter what going on around me, my surroundings. But I'm still, Brother Daniel, going to praise the Lord. And you all going to still praise the Lord. Because he is worthy. How many know he is worthy to praise the Lord? Amen. God is able to pull us out tomorrow. He's able to set our feet on solid ground. He's able to give us hope for tomorrow. He's able to bless us to know that I got it. And I got it in control. I'm not a bit weary. Amen. And I want you to know, you out here in Facebook land, you out here, Church of God, let us be encouraged to keep looking to Jesus. Because he has the answer.
Always.
Huh?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. And we must go on.
Yes.
Give God the praise.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. If we have a preaching topic this morning, I got serving the Lord with gladness. Amen. Not with sadness. Wipe those frowns out your face. Dry those tears off your jaws. Amen. And look up to Jesus.
Amen.
Because he got everything in control.
Yes, Lord.
I'm so glad this morning he woke us all up.
Yes, he did.
That's a praise within itself. Amen. Come on now.
Yes.
He could have left us laying there.
Mm-hmm.
But he touched us all. With a finger of love.
Yes,
he blesses us.
Yes.
To sleep. Breathe in and out. Watch over us while we're slumbering and sleeping.
Yes, he does.
Amen.
You.
He could have snatched us out of the world.
Yes.
But we're all living. I didn't see nobody walking here dead this morning.
Right.
Everybody had life. Come on, somebody. Amen. And we're blessed that I didn't see anybody on a walker. I didn't see nobody on a stretcher. We weren't wheeled in here. We're so blessed. Let's give the Lord a hand clap in this place this morning. I say we're so blessed. And we need to keep that praise in our heart. Huh? Amen. Nobody can do me like Jesus. Nobody can help me like the Lord. It is he, amen, in the trying times. It is he that give us the victory. It is he that give us greatness. It is he that give us goodness, praise God. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We can make it, praise God. I know we live in a time where problems may arise, praise God. Amen. And some of us, as I said earlier, we may be, amen, stressed and depressed and, amen, wearied in this journey. But I want to tell you, church, we need to just know that God can help us. Amen. He don't want us looking down, but he want us to look up unto the hills of whence cometh thy help, knowing that your help come from the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Some people just feel like this is the end, but it ain't the end. God got much for us to do. God got things for us to get involved in. Hey, praise God. Keep the victory. Keep your walk strong with God. Praise God. Don't be here and there, but the steady walk for God. I say we serve the Lord. Let's serve the Lord with gladness. Praise God. I'm happy. Amen. Are you happy in the Savior? Praise God. Are you happy in the Lord? Amen. Just look around. Take time. I said take time and look around what God is doing. Praise God. You can take a 360 turn and just look at his greatness. Praise God. Amen. Ain't God good? Amen. I'm looking at those trees outside. Amen. The trees is budding. Amen. Some leaves gonna go by. Look at the greatness of the Lord. Amen. This morning, I hear the birds chirping and churning. Praise God. Come on, somebody. They're giving God the praise. Hello in him. We can praise the Lord. We can be happy. We can be, amen, enjoying his goodness. Praise God. Is that right? Amen. I said, is that right? Praise God. I'm excited. I don't know about you. Amen. I am excited about Jesus. Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Let's read about the Lord. Let's turn our Bibles to Psalms. Psalms the 100th chapter. Psalms the 100th chapter. Verses 1 through 5. Can we read those scriptures? Praise God. It given us instruction. It said, make a joyful noise. Come on, somebody. It said, unto the Lord. Amen. Let's say it again. It said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Amen. Everybody need to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. It don't matter if you are a believer. It don't matter if you are atheist. It don't matter whatever you may be. We all ye land, need to recognize God's greatness. Praise God. Amen. Because guess what? That same sun shine on you. That same rain on your garden. So the Lord is good to all. And we all need to recognize the greatness of the Lord. We all need to praise the Lord. Huh? It says, serve the Lord with gladness. Huh? Come before his presence with singing. Amen. I'm going to sing unto the Lord. Amen. That song we sung this morning. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down. Those songs pick you up. Those songs let you know you got hope. That song let you know you can go on in Jesus' name. We sing another song. I love that song. A determination song. Amen. When you feel like you can't make it. When you feel like you can't go. Is when you feel like the push is not working. But you got to think about on that song 223 where it said, I mean to go right on. Huh? Until the crown is won. I mean to fight the fight of faith. Until life on earth is done. Come on, somebody. I will never more turn back. Defeat I shall not know. But God will give me victory. How many want some victory? You got to keep going on. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is still hope. There is still greatness. There is still life. Praise ye the Lord. We can go right on in the name of Jesus. So sing, praise God. Sing before his presence. Amen. Amen. Because he is so good. It said, know ye that the Lord is good, is God. First of all, we got to recognize who God is. We got to know he's God. Who is God? God is the supreme being. God is in control. God is the one that makes things happen. He created the heavens and the earth. He created mankind. God knows you. He knows what you're thinking right now. He knows your DNA. He knows how much you weigh. He knows, amen, your extremity of how you can move. He knows the makeup and the shape up of that. Because he made you.
He blew the breath of life upon our lust, and we became a living soul. Praise God. So you can't not fool God. He know you. So let's give God the praise.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people. Huh? And the sheep of his pastures. Praise God. It said, now enter into the gates with thanksgiving and unto his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Hello. Be thankful. You may don't have everything you want. The world might don't be doing just everything that you want it to do. Amen. People might ain't acting like you want them to act and perform. We don't have no control of that. But what we want to do is be thankful unto him and bless his name. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Now, that's good instruction. Sometimes we get unthankful because things ain't going my way. I ain't worrying about things going my way. I want to go God's way. Yeah? And you know, if it go God's way is best. I will not murmur. Amen. Whatever he does, I say amen to his will. Praise God. And that's the kind of a mind concept we need in this time that we're living in these end times, in these evil days. We got to realize, be thankful, amen, of what God have blessed us with. And amen, don't the surroundings. Sometimes I feel that we get too involved with, amen, what's happened over here to the right and what's happened over here to the left. And we're losing focus on the things of God. Amen. The word of God will keep us. The word of God will answer every question. And the word of God will work out every problem. And that's what I recommend this morning, that we, amen, praise God, read his word, glorify him, lift him up, because he is worthy. As they say, he is so worthy to be praised. Praise God. Now I want you to do something else. Here's the instruction. Enter into his gates with complaints. Hello, somebody. With thanksgiving. Amen. We're doing the opposite. We're around here complaining. Murmuring. This ain't right. That ain't right. I'm mad. I want to do something. Put your sword down. You let go. And you let God. The battle is ain't yours. I'm glad I found that out a long time ago. Because, amen, you're fighting in another man's battle. You need to let go and let God. Hello? So enter into the gates with praise and thanksgiving. And to his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Praise God. Let's quit complaining and be thankful. Amen. I ain't trying to boast upon myself, but when people see me, a lot of folks say, you act like you never have a problem. Every time I see you, you smile and you're happy. But let me say, I do have a problem. But why I can smile and be thankful? Because I have a problem solver. God. Amen. It's him that makes that happen. It ain't nothing I'm displaying. It ain't nothing that I'm trying to do. But it's God. Amen. When you see that you got a big God that can handle everything, he owns the universe. Amen. He made the universe, the stars, the moon, and the sun. And can't He take care of little me. Amen. Praise God. Amen. If anybody eat, we shall eat as children of God. Amen. Medicaid might close up. Medicare might get a little scarce. But I tell you one thing, God gonna take care of his people. He gonna take care of his own. We shall survive. We are survivors. Amen. We know how to survive. Amen. I remember the day when I was growing up, we didn't have no meat in our house, but we had some pinto beans and rice. Come on, somebody. We always had something to eat. And over here to my left here, we got Mama McDonald in here. I remember coming to her house many times eating them good old pinto beans you cook. Come on, somebody. I ain't forgot about that. Amen. And we were thankful. We had energy. Praise God. My dad was a mechanic. And a lot of time we had six brothers and all of us ate beans and we were strong. Praise God. Amen. Sometimes we didn't have jacks at times and we could pick the car up. Amen. Us brothers. Take the towel, Brother Leonard. Amen. Come on, somebody. That was a good old days. We didn't have what a lot of people had, but we were thankful for what God had blessed us with. Amen. We might didn't have the fried chicken every Sunday and every day, and we might didn't have the good ham and turkey and lamb and all that stuff. Come on. But God blessed us with beans and rice.
Yes, that's
why we had some to eat. Amen. Not all the time we can have that Kool-Aid. But we had some water. And I believe today I can tell you in the fear of the Lord, water is what we need to consume more of in this day and time. Praise God. Praise God. It's that sugar drinks and fountain drinks and that pop. Amen. Can get you laying down in the hospital bed because your sugar done got hot. But look out, church. We was blessed then. And we're blessed now.
Amen.
Amen. Mom and dad done gone to get their crown. Amen. But I remember those days. Amen. And God was good to us. And he's still good to us. And I'm going to still praise God. Amen. It said, for the Lord is good. How many know that in here? I said, for the Lord is good. Not just part time, but all the time. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endured to what? All generations. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God for the truth. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. He is so worthy. I said he is so worthy to be praised. Amen. All right, now let's move to Hebrew. We want to see what that's saying over here. Hebrew, the 13th chapter, verses 15. Hallelujah. Pray for us, dear ones. We need the Lord every step of the way. All right, Hebrew, the 13th chapter. And we want to read verse 15. It says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Huh? That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Glory. Hallelujah. This what works, church. We want to offer sacrifice of praise. Huh? Amen. Not sacrifice of a whole complaint list. Amen. Not sacrifice of grumbling and mumbling and arguing and fussing, but we want to do what? Offer, sacrifice, praise to God continually. Amen. Continually me in the morning, I'm amen, offer sacrifice. At noonday, come on somebody, I'm going to offer sacrifice. At nighttime, come on, I'm going to offer sacrifice. It makes no difference what's going on around me. My surroundings, I'm going to praise the Lord anyhow because he's so worthy. I say he's so worthy to be praised. Amen. We are too quiet. Amen. We need to glorify God. Lift your voice up and say hallelujah anyhow. Amen. Amen. It ain't nothing dead about him. He ain't no dead God. He doing what he said he can do. Praise God. Lift him up. And everything that have breath, praise ye the Lord. Awful sacrifice. Come on, I'm getting excited now. Praise God, amen. I said, offer sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Let the fruit of our lips give thanks unto his name. Amen. While we blessing somebody out, we need to be letting the fruit of our lips giving praise unto his name. Praise God. Amen. I tell you, this praise work, church. Amen. See, you won't be depressed. You won't be stressed. You won't be down and out. Amen. You won't end up in the ER. Amen. You won't have strokes and heart attacks. That's what's happening today. That's what's happening in our world. People's getting stressed. They need to realize, give a praise unto God. Offer a praise unto the Lord. And he can keep you going on with victory in your soul. We don't have to walk around here. Come on, can I preach in this place? I say we don't have to walk around here with our heads hung down and we're looking to the ground. We're looking depressed and sometimes we're so depressed we don't want to go nowhere. I don't feel like going to the grocery store. I don't feel like going to the church house. I don't feel like going to the bank. Oh man, you don't feel like going to the bank. I know you're depressed. Amen. Come on, somebody. Hello in here. But we need to realize we need to offer praise unto the Lord. Praise God. I'm going to offer praise unto the Lord. Amen. Amen. Somebody said, I'll praise him by myself. I'm here to tell you, you ain't got to praise him by yourself because there's many, amen, don't mind praising God for what he have done. If I had 10,000 tongues, I could not praise him enough. But guess what? We don't have 10,000 tongues, but we got one tongue. Word it out for Jesus. Word that tongue out for Jesus. Glorify him. Lift him up. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah to God be the glory. Thank God. Thank God for praise. Thank God for praise. Amen unto the Lord. Amen. I'ma serve the Lord with gladness. Nobody mad but the devil. Amen. Amen. The devil mad. Praise God. Cause you know why? He see he can't get me. He see he can't move me. Amen. I'm a solid. Amen. I'm standing on a sure foundation. When the winds blow, when the problems arise, amen, I can still stand because God got my back. He ain't like man. Man will leave you sometime when the toughest time come. Your friend may leave you when you need them the most. But I'm so glad
glad. I said, I'm so glad we got a God to stand right there with us. We got a God that will hold us up. We got a God that let us know, I got you. I will never leave you. And I will never forsake you. I will be with you. Praise God. That's why I don't mind serving the Lord. I'm in no church. He's a mighty good leader. I say he's a mighty good leader. I thank God for my conversion. I thank God of my conversion. Praise God. I got saved and I got converted back in November of 1976. Praise God. Praise God. And I thank God I've been running ever since. Amen. I ain't going to say, praise God, that I didn't fall sometime. Yes, I did. But I got right up. Come on, somebody. I got right up and start again. Brush off and keep moving. I ain't going to say I haven't made mistakes. Yes, I have made mistakes. But I learn from my mistakes. And I don't boast on my mistakes. Praise God. I learn from it where I can start making fewer mistakes. Praise God. When you walk carefully and close to God and let him hold your hand, he can keep you in the promised land. You'll make fewer mistakes because God will guide you. How many know he can guide you from danger? He can guide you from evil. He can guide you from folly. He can guide you. Praise God. And I thank God he's been guiding me for all those numerous of years. Hallelujah. And I feel good. So I can speak and I can boast on Jesus because I know what he done for me. I can't talk about what he done for you, but I can talk about what he done for me. I know when I was sick, he healed my body. Thank God, good. I know when I couldn't hardly walk, he held my hand. Come on, somebody. I know when I stumble and fall, he'll reach down, bend down and pick me up and brush me off and say, keep going, my brother. I got you, praise God. You keep going. You look to me. I'll keep you on the straight and narrow. Praise God. But some of us, we keep looking over here to the left, gazing over here to the right, but we need to keep focused on the Lord, and he will carry us through. Praise God. Then you have a testimony. Then you have a testimony. Then you begin to testify and tell the goodness of the Lord. You can tell folks, when I was lost, amen, the Lord found me. When I was blind, amen, he was able to allow me to see. Praise God. When I couldn't speak, praise God, dumb and couldn't speak, he put speaking gear in my mouth. Look at God. I said, look at God. I'm happy this morning. I'm happy this morning. I got joy down in my soul. Praise God. And joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hey, hey, hey. Amen. Do we have any witness in the house? Do you know what God can do for you? Amen. Do you know what God can do for you? Praise God. So why you down and out? Why you mumbling and grumbling? Lift up your voice and say, glory. Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. Praise God. Amen. Let's turn over here to our last scripture. I believe I'm making a point this morning. You getting anything out of this message? Amen. Amen. Wonderful. Because if you're not, I am. Yeah, amen. I'm not just preaching to you. I'm preaching to me too. Amen. Sometimes people ask a question, how you get your joy? How you being a preacher, you always distributing the gospel. Amen. When I distribute the gospel, I'm feeding my soul as well. It do me good. Because I don't know what I'm going to say. I don't know what I'm going to say, so I have to listen to God to give me his word. Amen. Because it's not mine. Praise God. All right, now let's move on.
All right, we're going to want to move over here. I'm just getting some, popping here and there for some scriptures here that the Lord allowed me to read this morning. Let's turn now to 2 Chronicles. Amen. Can we turn to 2 Chronicles? Amen. The 20th chapter here. Praise God. And I just want to say, you know, it is just something when we read about Jehoshaphat. Amen. It reminds me, it's just something about praising God. Huh? Amen. When you praise God, he will allow your enemy to disappear. Amen. See? Sometimes we try to run from our enemy. You don't have to run from your enemy. Just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You don't run from your enemy. What you do, you just praise the Lord. And you'll see God work on your behalf. Amen. And I thank God for a strong man like Brother Jehoshaphat. He stood. There was an invasion taking place. The Ammonites' army was, and the Moab and all of them was running against Jehoshaphat and trying to invade upon him and destroy him. Sometimes we have enemies that's trying to destroy us. But I'm here to tell you, one can chase 1,000. Two can put 10,000 in flight. Long you wrapped up and tied up and tangled up in Jesus, he'll help you to make it. Amen. Because I've been in these Jehoshaphat days. Amen. Seemed like the whole world was against me. But just something about Jesus and the Lord God, he'll help you to make it. Amen. Now, I'm just going to read a verse or two here. Now, it said, it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab, the land of the children of the Ammonites, that it said, and which them other beside of the Ammonites came against Jehoshaphat to battle. So the Ammonites and Moab and his crowd was coming against Jehoshaphat. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Didn't I just say one can chase 1,000?
Yeah, that's right.
Here's just only Jehoshaphat against that great army. But look at God. You know, sometimes it looked like you go through a battle, look like before you even go through, you're already defeated. Because you start looking at how things seems and how things look and appear to you. But it's something about when you put on the eyeglasses of Jesus and God, you see something new. You see some deliverance. You see those armies that look great, but when you put on the glasses of the Lord, they ain't nothing but grasshoppers and bugs. Amen. It looks that now I can conquer. And we're going to show you through the reading of the word, Jehoshaphat did conquer. It said, then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there come a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on the other side of Syria. And behold, they be in Hazazon Tamar, which is in Indi. And Jehoshaphat feared, and he set himself to seek the Lord. There's a key factor there. You got to seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Seek the Lord. And he what? Proclaimed a fast throughout all Judea. Man, we living in a time we don't hear about fast day no more. Much. Used to, man, every week you fast on a certain day, or every month we refrain from eating and drinking until we see the cause, till we see God come to the rescue. Amen. Fasting is very needful. There's a scripture said these things come only by fasting. Amen. But Jehoshaphat, he proclaimed a fast. And Judea gathered themselves together. Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of the city of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new courts. And he began to pray and said, "Oh Lord God, our Father, art not thy God in heaven, and rulest not thy over all the kingdoms of the heathens? And in thy hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God? Also did drive out the inhabitants of this land before the people of Israel, and gave it to the seed of Abraham, the friend forever. And they dwell therein and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, if when evil come upon us, the sword of judgment, of pestilence, of famine, we stand before the house and in thy presence, for thy name is in the house, and cry unto thee in your affliction, then they will hear and help. And now behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade, when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say how they reward us to come to cast us out of the possessions which thou had given us to inherit. O our God, will thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great army. Sometimes we get right in that predicament. We just start giving up and start showing doubt. But I want to tell you, in the fear of the Lord, keep your faith in God. Just time you get ready to give up, the Lord ready to come in. Hello in here. The Bible said, it said, let's read that again. It said, we have. It said, O our God, will thou not judge them? For we have to go no might, that's it, against this great army that cometh against us, neither know we what to do. The army's coming. And we feel defeated. We don't even know what to do. But our eyes, woo, 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 praise the Lord. But our eyes are upon thee. How many know when our eyes is on the Lord? He's going to defend for us. I don't care how great your defeat may look. But we got to keep our eyes on the Lord. Praise God. What happened? And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, the wives and their children. Amen. And let's skip down to 15. And it said, and he said, hearken ye all Judah and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem and thy king Jehoshaphat. Thus says the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor with dismay, by reason of this great multitude. For you got to realize, Jehoshaphat, the battle is not yours, but God. Now, I want to give you some instructions here. I don't want to just let you know you don't have to fight in this battle, but I want to give you some instruction. The Bible said, tomorrow ye go down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness a jewel. All right. Now, to get ready to alert them. All right. Now, this battle here, ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Yeah, thank you. Set yourself, stand ye still, yes, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. That's all I need to know. We good. We ain't got to read no more. The Lord will be with you. I got your back. You don't have to fight. As he told Peter, you don't have to cut the soldier's ear off. Put up the sword. Man that fight with the sword will die with the sword. Only thing you need is me. You don't have to be sad in this journey. You don't have to be wearied and well-doing. But you can be happy. So go praising God. Amen. Now, I want to read the 22nd verse here. And the Bible says, and when they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, which was come against Judah, and they were smitten. Look at God. Look at God. See, the blessing didn't come until they began to praise. Huh, come on now. Hello, somebody now. It said, when they began to sing and praise, then the ambushments against the children of Ammon. See, it's something about praising God. The Lord said ambushments, meaning he sent a defense protector of Jehoshaphat. You ain't in no danger, Jehoshaphat. I got you. If they shoot a bullet, whatever they do, I will capture it. I done set ambushment against that great army. So I'm here to tell you, we all may be in some times of battle, in some times of turmoil. Amen. It looked like you're being defeated. But I want to let you know, be happy and don't worry. Amen. I want you to know, sir, the Lord with gladness. God got it. Amen. When you start a battle, you already defeated. Well, you're gonna lose the battle. Yes.
But you got to go in the battle knowing that God going to help you to prevail. So upon conclusion, in conclusion this morning, I want to let you know, lift up your heads, ye gates. I want to let you know, you don't have to fight in this battle here. I want to let you know, let go and let God. God can help you in your time of adversity. God can help you in your time of trials and temptation. Sometimes it looked like trouble on every side. But God is still on every side too. Amen. If the battle comes from, if the enemy comes from the east, guess what? The Lord is there on the east. If the enemy come towards the west, amen, God is standing on guard on the west. If you come, the enemy come on the north side, there's God's angel right there on the north side. Come on!
Verse 23 says, they turn them against the south.
If he come on the south side. So why are you wearing you? Why are you pulling your hair out? Why are you being fretful? Why are you sad on the journey? Why are you looking down? I'm here to tell you, turn it to the Lord. And he shall rescue you. God bless you. Amen.